The Hangover is a new movie about a bachelor party so wild that the next morning when the party guys wake up in a trashed Vegas hotel suite, no one can remember a thing.
Do not go in the bathroom.
Yeah, will you put on some pants?
Phil, there is a tiger in the bathroom.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Don't go in. Be careful. Don't.
Oh, he's not kidding. There's a tiger in there.
Sounds like the premise for a raucous guy comedy, if ever there was one. So we decided to bring in our own raucous guy, movie critic Bob Mondello, to talk about the movie. Hi.
I'm not feeling terribly raucous, but okay.
We can work on that.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to.
And this movie will help. So let me get it straight. Four guys have a bachelor party. Three wake up with a tiger in the hotel suite. I guess the groom is missing.
That's right. And there's also a baby in the closet. And Stu is missing a tooth, one of the guys there. And they were all going through their pockets the next day because they're trying to figure out what they don't remember anything. And so they're going through their pockets. They're trying to find something that will give them clues. And they find a bill for $800, I think it was, to a wedding chapel. They find the tooth. And among the other things they find is some evidence that one of them was in a hospital. And they follow the hospital thread, and that gets them to a wedding chapel. And there they discover that one of them has gotten married. And so they track down the bride, and happily, the baby is hers.
I'm gonna go clean him off. Sorry, Daddy didn't mean it.
Oh my God.
He was just hungry. Fine.
About last night, do you remember last time you saw Doug?
I guess it was around 1, because I had to go back to work and finish my shift. And then when I got out, I headed over to the hotel with Tyler.
I got a question. You said when your shift ended, does that mean you're a nurse? Or a blackjack dealer?
You know this, I'm a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
So they're now married, and he has to deal with that. And all of this happens in like the first 25 minutes. And it's not the kind of comedy that I'm usually very favorable about, because on some level, it is just about jokes, mm-hmm. right? But this one, for some reason, works better than most of them. It's funny.
Well, it looks funny to me. And it's a guy film, Pineapple Express, Superbad. You know, you think Judd Apatow, did he have anything to do with this movie?
I don't think so. It's directed by a guy named Todd Phillips, who made a picture called Old School a couple of years ago that was wildly well received by the 18-year-old boy set, right? It's funny. It had Will Ferrell in it. In general, he makes very clever movies that are cleverer than their premises in a way. And I think that's what he's done again. This is sort of one of his predecessors is something like Animal House, mm-hmm. except this is Animal House for the young married set.
You know, sometimes you just need a movie about a lost weekend. I think it looks like a lot of fun.
The lost weekend. Now, that's the other way of looking at this drunken jamboree. It is stupid. It's profane. The language in it is just awful. There's a reason that it got an R rating. And it's genuinely a funny movie. It's worth it.
And there's a cameo by Mike Tyson.
This is true.
Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Bob Mondello is our movie critic, talking with us about the new movie, Hangover, one we might not have expected, but that makes it all the better, Bob.
Totally true.